Welcome back here to What's Cooking Today. I'm Michael Horn along with Jeremy Dayton. Joining us here on the show, U.S. Army veteran and national commander of the American Legion, Brett P. Reistand, is going to be talking a little bit about some of the issues that face Americans' heroes, especially as we move on to Memorial Day. And it's just great to have the American Legion commander, Brett P. Reistand. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's great to be here.
Brett, are you there? Hello, Brett. Come on in here.
I am
there
here.
You are. Okay, here. Good. Okay, welcome, and thank you so much. We want to talk a little bit about you. It's if you talk about American Legion, it's the nation's largest veterans organization, and you've got your 100th birthday coming up this year. Am I right?
Yes, we're already celebrating it. It started in August with our national convention, and we will continue for a 15-month period.
Wow. All right. So our guest, Brett P. Reistand, elected as the 100th National Commander of the American Legion, as we mentioned, during the 100th National Convention on August 30th of last year. You're a retired lieutenant with the Fairfax County, Virginia Police Department, but you were involved in the Army. Tell us about your service.
Okay. I joined the Army immediately after my high school graduation and became an infantryman and was assigned to the 3rd United States Infantry Regiment, known as the Old Guard, based at Fort Myer, Virginia, next to Arlington Cemetery. And the Old Guard is the Army's official ceremonial unit and escort to the President. And I served there from 1974 until 1978.
Wow.
So my qualification for American Legion membership was through the time in which I served during the Vietnam era as designated by Congress.
And we thank you for your service, and you're now leading the nation's largest veterans organization through the centennial year. So tell me, why should Memorial Day be of special significance to all Americans? I love to celebrate. It's coming up on Monday, the 27th of this month. But give us some background as you see it through a veteran's eyes and through as the national commander of the American Legion.
Well, Memorial Day is a solemn time to honor the ultimate sacrifices that have been made by those American heroes that gave their lives since our founding. Memorial Day differs from Veterans Day in that Veterans Day is recognizing the service of those that served our country through their military service. Memorial Day is different in that it recognizes the sacrifices that have been made by those that lost their lives in combat or any other way while they were serving in the military. So it's also a time to recognize the families, the Gold Star families that have lost their loved ones through their military service. It's a time to for our community to come out to recognize that this isn't a holiday per se. This is a solemn occasion for us to come together and show support for our community and for those that have served and given their lives. It's also sends a signal to those that are serving on active duty as well, or serving in our Guard and Reserves, to let them know that we have their back, and if something should ever happen to them, that they will be remembered.
You know, we mentioned that this is a milestone year for the American Legion, your 100th anniversary. This also is like the 75th anniversary of D-Day, am I correct?
That it is. That's a significant number. Our World War II veterans that participated in the landing of the invasion of France on D-Day are getting fewer and fewer in numbers, and I think that this is being ramped up as one of the last great D-Day commemorations, and I think that we'll have great support by our United States military, by our government. I understand that the President will probably be there as well. There'll be a lot of activities there. Those World War II veterans of D-Day that can make the trip, I'm sure many will, and we will be there as well. So I'm looking forward to traveling to France and visiting with our American Legion members that have posts there, but also in participating with the D-Day observances and also visiting our American cemeteries in the area.
U.S. Army veteran and national commander of the American Legion, Brett P. Reistad, is with us. We're talking about Memorial Day. And let's talk about issues because that face veterans. You know, it's kind of our obligation to take care of the veterans that have given so much for our country. And they struggle with hardships, the brain injuries we hear about, other, you know, severely wounds and things of this nature. And one of the things is we want to strengthen the Department of Veterans Affairs. We have a president that believes in that. So tell us about some of the programs that you have that impact communities and individuals across the country.
Well, there are so many things that we've got our fingers in, and you were mentioning some of the issues that are significant right now. And, of course, the American Legion is not just representing the American Legion membership, it's representing the American veterans. So we're concerned in addressing issues like veterans homelessness, veteran employment, problems such as the burn pits and how those have affected those that served post 9/11. We're looking at women's health care, veteran suicide, you know, helping to secure the funding necessary for a strong national defense. But, of course, our programs in the community fall along the lines of our four pillars of service, which are our children and youth, our veterans, our national security and national defense, and promoting Americanism and patriotism in our country.
You got a coin, don't you have a coin that's been minted or something for a centennial coin for the 100 years?
Absolutely, we have. The Congress has approved the minting of a coin by the United States Mint. In fact, three coins, a gold, silver, and what they call a clad coin. Some beautiful engraving on those coins. They're already available for sale. You can go to our website at legion.org, and our homepage will have a link on it that you can't miss that will take you to the U.S. Mint website and give you instructions as to how to order it. So, yeah, we're very happy about that because it took quite an effort to get Congress to do that. And there's only
An effort for Congress to do anything, let me tell you here.
Yeah, well, you know, they only approve two coins a year. And
that's amazing.
It's ours and the Apollo 11.
Yeah, you mentioned Europe. You're getting ready to go there. What are you going to be doing there?
Well, we're going to be doing several things. We're going to Germany, we're going to Belgium, and we're going to France. And I've already addressed the D-Day. But when we go to Berlin and in Germany, we'll be looking at going to the Landstuhl Hospital there that has treated many of our veterans of the Middle East conflicts who have come there for stabilization before being shipped to back to the continental United States. We'll be visiting with our military personnel, our combatant and commanders and garrison commanders there. We'll be looking at speaking with some of the government representatives.
If we want to get involved, where can we go to get more information? Give us a website here.
Legion.org or to a local American Legion post.
So go to a local American Legion post or go to Legion, LEGION.org. American Legion Commander Brett P. Reistad, thanks so much, and happy 100th anniversary of the American Legion.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be with you today.
We are the debt destroyers.